The Gemara Masechta Kedushin that Lamed Aleph teaches us. At Heichen Chayiv Adam Lelamed Es Benoy Torah. How far does a father have an obligation? What is included in the obligation of a father to teach his son Torah? Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rak, Goin Zvulun Ben Don. The example is what we found by Zvulun Ben Don, who learned Torah, as we'll see from his grandfather. Shalom da avi oviv mikro mishnah talmud alochus v'agodus. They learned by his grandfather mikro mishnah talmud alochus. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, limdei mikro, eim alamdei mishnah. If somebody teaches his son Torah shebiksav, chumish, he doesn't have to teach a mishnah. From a Rava, and Ravin explaining this Braisa, says, what's the definition of Mikra? It means Torah, that all you need to teach your son, at least according to Rashi's interpretation, is that all one is obligated to teach his son is Torah, is Chumash. Even Nevi'im and Ksuvim don't need to be taught, according to Rashi. And in fact, the Achronim ask, if that's according to Rashi, shot in the Gemara, so what does the Gemara say? Malam de Mikra, Vanim Malam de Mishnah. The Gemara should have said a bigger chiddush, that not only don't you have to teach Mikra, but you don't have to teach Nevi'im and Ksuvim either. So he says that the Pasuk that teaches us that a father has an obligation to teach his child Torah is from the pasuk "Vadatam of Anechol of Nevin Necho Yoyim Hashematul of Nei Hashem Lekecha B'Chayrif." And there we learn that one has to teach his children everything we heard at Har Sinai. So he explains Nevim and Ksuvim is obvious that he's not obligated to teach them; they weren't set on Har Sinai. However, Torah Shabbat, which was said on Har Sinai, we would think that a father has to teach his child, teaches us the Gemara that he's not obligated. Pnei Yitzchak has a different approach in explaining Rashi. He says, the Gemara says in Masechta the Brachos, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ma'idik siv et luches luches ha'evin v'atar v'amitzvahis v'amitzvah shiksafti lo'i roysom luches el aser sadibris Tairu Zumikra, Hamitzvah Zumishna, Ekshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshakshaksh about Mishnah before it speaks about Nevi'im and Ksuvim. We learned Mishnah before we learned Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and that's why it's a chiddush that we don't have to teach Mishnah more than the chiddush that Rashi says that we don't have to teach, a father doesn't have to teach Nevi'im and Ksuvim. I saw another teretz that what's learned in Mishnah, in the Mishnayis, is not obvious. But what's learned in the Nach is obvious. It's Nach is primarily the Musar of what Klal Yisrael is supposed to do. Since Nach is much more obvious what is something we're supposed to do, so that's why the Mishnah is the Chiddush, that even that we don't have to teach our children. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideas Simen Reish Mem Hei Sevov, says, Chayv L'lamda B'schach Yikra Torah Shem K'sav Kula. And the Bach and the Shach say that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, by using the word Kula, comes to teach us that we have to teach our children even Nach. All of Torah Shebiksav. What is, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Rava coming to exclude? We don't have to explain, according to them, the Pisuk HaTamim, the trop. That, they will hold, is considered something that we don't have to teach children. The Mefarshim actually bring a raya that the Bach brings this raya that a father has an obligation to certainly teach his child much more, because we learned in a Gemara in the Afchav Tesem Beis, Im Haya B'nai Zoruz M'mulav HaTalmudai M'skayim B'yodai B'nai Kaidmai. So if there's no chiv of teaching Talmud to your son, why does the Gemara say that your son knows Talmud better than you, he goes first? You have no obligation to teach your son Talmud. So from here we see that certainly there's an obligation to teach a child much more than just Torah Shebiksav, Tanakh as well. And in fact, if we look at the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, says v'chayv l'lamdei b'schar ad sheyikrit Torah Shebiksav kula. So there's a machloikus how to understand what the Rambam means. The Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam as to say that a father has an obligation to teach his son Mishnah and Talmud as well. The difference, explains the Kesef Mishnah, between Mishnah and Talmud versus Torah Shebiksav is Mikra. You have to pay to have someone teach your child if you can't or won't do it. Mishnah and Talmud, if you could do it and not cost you money, great. Otherwise, you don't have to spend money. And in fact, the Torah quotes the Ramah that says clearly, if the father is not pressured, chayiv lelamdai gam mishnah v'gemara v'agodas. You have to teach your child everything. And as the Matna explains the opinion of the Rambam, there are two obligations, says the Matna, in according to the Rambam, from a father to a son. One is learned from the pasuk, v'maratem oisim es b'neichem ledababam. That's a special chiyuv that a father has to teach his son Torah, whether he should do it himself or hire someone, and that's regarding Torah Shebiksav. Then there's another chiyuv, says the Makna, v'shinantan l'banecha. And that isn't limited, he says, from a father to a son. But everybody has an obligation to teach Torah. However, continues the Makna to say, certainly, just like we find by Hilchos Stoka, that relatives come first, so too is the obligation of children before others. But certainly, the halacha is that a father has an obligation to teach his son Mikra, no matter what, and Mishnah and Gemara certainly as much as he can, no less or no different than anyone else. However, there's a very important Meiri. The Meiri says that when our Gemara says Mikra, it doesn't mean just teaching the words of the Chumash. He says the definition of Mikra in our Gemara, says the Meiri, is to explain to him the words of the Mikra, not just how to type the words in the Chumash, but rather it means that once you learn the Chumash, which is the basis, the Torah Shebiksav, which is the basis for all of Torah Shebapeh, then your child will be on a good footing to learn everything else. But it doesn't mean in any way that you just teach him the words of the Chumash, and with that you have fulfilled in any way your obligation. And in fact, the Klaus Magareb in the Shalos Hatshuvos Divrei Yatziv says that's how he explains the Gemara that we quoted earlier on Daf Chof Tes of Abeis, Im Hayib B'noim Mulah. If your son is more successful than you are, then the halacha is you have to teach your son Gemara. So we said here nobody is suggesting now Gemara, that a father is obligated to teach his son Gemara. So how do we all of a sudden have in that Gemara that a father is obligated to teach his son Gemara? Says the Klaus Mager Rebbe, because the way the Meiri explains that the definition of Mikra is not just Chumash. The definition of Mikra is everything that's based on the Torah Shebiksav. So now it's very understandable, says the Klaus Mager Rebbe, what Mikra means. And in fact, Rav Moshe, in Digris Moshe, says that one, in Digris Moshe Yerodeya, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, says one cannot use Meiser funds to pay tuition for his sons going to yeshiva. Because since it's a father's obligation, as we're learning now, and if he doesn't have the ability to do it himself, he has to appoint someone else to do it on his behalf. So since this is a father's obligation, so says Rav Moshe, you can't use Meiser money for something that you're obligated to do. Rav Moshe goes into discussion in that tshuva, may one use Meiser money for paying tuition for his girls going to school? And he has a very, very interesting approach in that tshuva. He says that, truthfully, you're not obligated to teach your daughter Torah. We spoke about women when we Torah in our previous year. So since you're not obligated to teach your daughter Torah, says Rav Moshe, you should be able to spend Meiser money on, you should be able to use your Meiser money for sending your daughter to yeshiva. However, he says, nowadays, if you won't send your daughter to yeshiva, you'll have to send her to public school. And no one wants to send, he says, their daughter, obviously, to that environment. And since no one wants to send their daughter to that environment, so you chose to send your daughter to Beis Yaakov, you shouldn't use Meiser money. But then Rav Moshe goes on to say that if somebody doesn't have enough funds, if he's going to separate Meiser and still pay tuition, so Rav Moshe, and so as we're saying now, especially by your daughter, and moreover, Rav Moshe's opinion, it's not today's shir, Mr. Shem, maybe we'll say a shir once about Meiser Kesafim, is that money that one needs to live on is not counted towards the money that you have to separate Meiser from. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, for that, you could be lenient if you're spending that money from Meiser, from tuition, if that's the money that you need to live on anyway. So the Gemara here on Daf Lamed, Amun Aleph, continues. So here we see, the Gemara asks, that Zvulun ben Don, his taught, learned Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachas Vagadus, yet from the Braisa we're learning, according to Rashi, you have to learn Chumash, according to Rambam, Tanakh. What about, why, says the Gemara, Zvulun ben Don, v'loy Zvulun ben Don. It was like Zvulun ben Don, but not completely like Zvulun ben Don. Zvulun ben Don shalom de avi aviv. It's like Zvulun ben Don that a grandfather had to also teach his grandchildren Torah. But like Zvulun ben Don, Dila Hassam by Zvulun ben Don, he taught his grandson Mikra Mishnah Tama Alochsa Goddess, Hilacha Mikra Levad. So from here we learn another halacha. We learn that, and that this is the way Rashi explains, that when we began today's Gemara, it's referring to how many generations. And the Gemara is teaching us that it goes up to a grandson. And from here it seems, from Rashi, that it's up to a grandson and not a great-grandson. However, the Kesa Mishnah, in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, says that even a great-grandson comes before someone else. He explains that the pasuk says, "Vadatam v'necho l'vnei v'necho," it goes to all generations. The Meiri discusses what is the halacha about a grandson from a daughter, her daughter's son. It could be, he says, that only a son's son has an obligation, not a daughter's son. And the Shach in Yerudea, Simen Reish Mem Hei, Sifkotan Aleph Paskins, that Ben Bitoi comes before Ben Chaveroi. That means a son's son comes before a son's daughter, but a son's daughter, a daughter's son, comes before someone else. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues in speaking about in speaking about this halacha. Says the Gemara, "Vaviv v'aviv mimechayev." Vatani v'amarta moishes v'neichem v'loy v'nei v'neichem. Umani mekayem v'dachel v'nechel v'necha. Says the Gemara, "Loy melach shekal amlamnes b'noy tar mala v'kosov kila limdoy." So from here it seems that you don't have to teach your grandchildren. Says the Gemara, Hudam Kaitana, Shmuel, who holds that a grandfather has an obligation to teach grandchildren Torah, says the Gemara, holds like this Tana. The Tanya Vilmanatam Moses B'nechem, Emi Ella B'nechem, I would only know one's children. B'nei B'nechem Inayim, how do we know that this applies to grandchildren as well? Asking Ram K Ma Tamaloim Benechem. Why does the Pasuk say Benechem? To teach us Benechem for Loi Benechem. You only have an obligation for your sons, not your daughters. As we discussed previously, there is no Chiv Talmud Torah for daughters. However, says the Gemara, Aram Shu Ben Levi, call Malamidus Ben Benoit Torah. If somebody teaches his grandchildren Torah, Malolova Kosif, Kilo Kibla Mahar Sinai. It's reckoned as if he got the Torah from Har Sinai. Shenem v'datum v'necho v'nei v'necho v'samach lo yoyim ha-shamat v'fnei Hashem l'kech b'charif. Says the Gemara, Rav Chibar Abba, Ashkechel Rav Shu Ben Levi, Rav Chibar Abba met Rav Shu Ben Levi, the Shodi Disna Reisha, v'ka mamti leil yinukul bei Knishta. He was He didn't even put on his hat. And he quickly took his son to yeshiva. Omalei Michael Ahai, not even to dress properly. Omalei Mizuta Maidik Siv, Vadatam Vanecha, Vasamach Layom Shemata Lefnei Hashem Lekech Bacharif. Vekan Ve'elich, Vechiba Abba Loitom Umtsa. Their minig was that they ate meat in the morning. He didn't eat meat, Adamikri Linuka, until he took his son to yeshiva. Moisev, to learn something new. And then, says the Gemara as well, Rav Varafuna Layavatam Umtsa, he didn't eat this morning meat, Ad Maisli Nukla Bei Midrasha, until he brought his son to yeshiva. The importance of teaching your son Torah. It's interesting, the Ein Yaakov says that they didn't eat the meat, but bread they ate, because it's critical to eat breakfast. Furthermore, Rashi explains, what's taich ademakri liyanuka yamaisvei, that they would review what they learned the day before and then learn a new pasuk. So from here, from this Rashi, we see the importance of reviewing one's learning. So the Mashah explains, what's pshat if somebody teaches b'no Torah ki lomdei l'bnoi l'ben b'noi etzoif kol adoiris? So he explains that the Gemara says in Masechta Metziyah that Pei Hei Omer Aleph, Kol Shemi Misha B'noi Chochem U'Ben B'noi Chochem Shuv Atar Machzer Zachsan Yishaloi. So if you teach three, if you have three generations of people learning Torah, we know that the Torah will stay in this family. Another pshat that I saw in the importance of learning Torah is the Machon explains that we know that the generations get weaker, unfortunately. But if somebody learns Torah from a grandfather versus learning the Torah just from his father, so his grandfather is a better source for learning Torah than his father. Along the same way, I saw the Mefarshim explain that a grandfather is closer to Har Sinai. So learning from a grandfather who is closer to Maimon Har Sinai is obviously extremely valuable. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from the Shalos and Tshuvos Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Beis Simen Tzadik Dalet, where there was a grandparent. There were grandparents who lost a son, who left over an orphan a son, and they raised that Yosem. They raised him, they paid for his tuition, they sent him to yeshiva, and they passed away. And they asked the grandfather, when he asked that his grandson should say Kaddish after him, because his only son passed away in his lifetime. This boy's mother does not want him to say Kaddish for his grandparents because she's still alive. Says the Shvus Yaakov. Besides that, there's a tremendous obligation to show respect to one's grandparents, says the Shvus Yaakov, certainly in this situation where they taught him Torah. And as we're learning in our Gemara, the Kol HaMelamed Es Ben Benoy Torah Malalav Kilekol Har Sinai, certainly one should say Kaddish, and he ends off the tshuva with very strong words. V'kol HaMefakpek B'zeh Eina Elamin HaMatmiyim. Anybody that disagrees doesn't make any sense. The Ben Yoyada has a beautiful explanation in this Gemara. He says, we know that Yaakov and Esav divided up. Yaakov received Olam Haba, and Esav received Olam Hazeh. But the question therefore comes up, if that was the division between Yaakov and Esav, how do we, Klai Yisrael, enjoy Olam Hazeh? So the answer is, because the Pasuk says, Im loy berisi yom v'layla, chukoy shamayim v'aretz loy samti. Without learning Torah, the world would not exist. So therefore, we create the world. We give the world the ability to exist. Without us learning Torah, the world didn't have a kiyum. So he says, that's Pshat in our Gemara. The only reason we, Klal Yisrael, have a right to eat meat is because we're keeping up the world with the Torah. So since we're keeping up the world with the Torah, that's why we have a right to eat meat. And that's why he didn't eat meat until they actually learned the Torah that gives us the right to eat the meat.